Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Now, hundreds of Druze have been killed in Syria. This is a story I mentioned earlier and which we return to now. And they've been killed by the new Islamist government. As I mentioned, I spoke with a member of the Druze community yesterday on the Home Run show. And he has friends and family in Syria because, of course, the Druze community in Syria is part and parcel of the Druze community in northern Israel. They were just separated in the 1967 war. And he told me that the Syrian government is determined to wipe out minority communities, starting with the Druze. With me on the line from Israel to discuss this further is Dr. Hayatan Cohen Yanarokak. Hi, sorry, I seem to have butchered your surname in pronouncing it. You, of course, are a Turkish expert at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security and the Moshe Dayan Center for the Middle East. Would you agree with this assessment? Is the new Islamist Syrian regime planning to wipe out the Druze in Syria?
Well, first of all, good morning. Thank you for having me. I can tell you that I cannot tell you that this is not happening. And we already saw that the Syrian government took very harsh measures against the Alawites in the west of the country. And recently, they began to use an excuse that there was a inciting post that was shared seemingly by the Druze against Prophet Muhammad, and they are using this, as an excuse. And we begin to see the clashes between the Druze and the fundamentalist Syrian Islamist government. Of course, now, since this Islamist fundamentalists are running Syria, and they have the power of coercion, we are seeing that they are doing their best to eliminate all different groups, all different minorities inside Syria. Right after fall of Assad, we also witnessed similar clashes in the north of the country against the Kurds. So, yes, they are trying to create a homogeneous Syria, and they want to turn the Arab and Sunni Islamist element into the core of this new identity.
The Kurds in Syria are calling for a decentralized government. But, I mean, you yourself mentioned that they've already been targeted by this new Islamist Syrian government. So is there any chance of there being a decentralized government in Syria?
Well, I'm skeptical about it because now the new patron of Syria is Turkey. And Turkey, behind the scenes, is pushing the new Syrian administration to deepen its centralization. They really do not want to see a decentralized Syria, which would provide, jurisdictional rights to the minority groups like the Kurds. From the Turkish point of view, the Kurdish autonomy is the red line, because they really fear that such an autonomy will create a domino effect and may also create an unrest inside Turkey. And therefore, they always tend to emphasize the unitary state essence of this new Syrian state.
Why is Turkey supporting the new Islamist government? And I have two reasons to put forward. Number one, as you say, Turkey has its own Kurdish population, so it wouldn't want to see it strengthened in any way by the Kurdish population in Syria. And number two, maybe it's to Turkey's advantage that Israel has on its border a Syria that is run by Islamists. Is my assessment correct, or are there other reasons why Turkey is supporting this new Islamist government in Syria?
I think your assessments are correct, but I would love to add also an ideological dimension. Turkey is run by a Muslim Brotherhood-oriented government, and this fundamentalist Islamist government in Syria, and the Muslim Brotherhood-run government in Turkey, they have a common denominator. This is the Sunni Islam. And as a president who became the flag bearer of the neo-Ottoman ideology, Erdogan is using this political Islam, the Sunni Islam, as a tool to penetrate into the Middle East. It's a known fact, and throughout the years since the eruption of the Syrian civil war, he invested heavily in Syrian opposition, and now his efforts after the fall of Assad bore fruits, and therefore he had no choice but to turn al-Julani, the so-called pre-Syrian president, as his number one ally, and both of them are now collaborating. And I also would like to provide you an economic dimension. We all know that the current Syrian government is doing its best to remove all of the sanctions against Syria that would eventually pave the way for its reconstruction. And in such a case, most probably the Turkish companies, all the subcontractors, will play a very important role, which means that lots of hot money would be poured into the Turkish economy. So we are talking about here money, we are talking about ideology, and this will only deepen Turkey's influence in the whole region. So why shouldn't they support al-Julani? All of the stars align from their perspective.
As you say, the Turkish president Erdogan for years has wanted to spread Turkish influence across the Middle East. I don't know if you would agree with this, but I have read that, he almost sees himself as a Tsar. Do you think it's realistic that the Turkish influence will spread across the Middle East?
Well, if we're going to look at the map of the Middle East, I would like to point out where we have Turkish presence, Turkish military presence. Northern Iraq partially occupied by Turkey, northern Syria occupied by Turkey, northern Cyprus is occupied by Turkey since 1974, western Libya occupied by Turkey. We have a latest reports that Turkey is also penetrating into the Sahel region, to Niger and Chad, that they are about to take control of military bases in Chad. They have military bases in Qatar and, of course, in Somalia, and they are also present in Sudan. So definitely we are talking about a very proactive, very proactive
push.
Actor, boots on the ground, not only speaking, but we are also seeing the immediate results. The Turkish army is present there. And in addition to that, also with its soft power agents,
Turkish Red Crescent. What does this mean for Israel?
And the Nagel report, our listeners are not familiar with it, but in the beginning of January, there was a report that was submitted to the Israeli government. The report defined the security challenges against the state of Israel. And for the first time ever, Turkey was described as a threat, as a potential threat against the state of Israel. Despite the fact that Turkey did not declare any hostilities yet against the state of Israel, we are seeing that today Israel is removing the Shiite circle of fire among its borders, around its borders. But slowly, we are seeing that Turkey is replacing Iran and is constituting a challenge now, if not a threat in short run. But we are seeing that, Iran is out and Turkey is in.
None of this is good news for Israel. As if Israel doesn't have enough to contend with what's happening in Gaza, Israel now has terrorists on its borders, potentially in Syria. And as you say, the relationship between Israel and Turkey continues to decline. That's Dr. Hey Etan Cohen Yanarokak, a Turkish expert at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security and the Moshe Dayan Center for the Middle East. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us here on Chai FM.